Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. The market is the opening tonight. The market plunged 2 days. I speak with Brett Ahrens, Break the Glass, Brett Ahrens. And Brett finds the detail of the day most important. Remarks by Chairman Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve about how the market is responding nothing about the economy, because the economy is healthy. But because of the plunge, he might be obliged to move when he doesn't want to. There is a spat working up between the White House and the Federal Reserve. It's traditional, but in this instance, Brett regards the remarks by the president, intemperate remarks, demanding a cut of interest rates now, as looking for a scapegoat. We'll see. The market's down 10% or more in 2 days. There's nothing wrong with the profits. There's nothing wrong with employment. There's nothing wrong with the world politics. There's no COVID. There's no bank failure. And Brett identifies uncertainty as contributing to the panic. I agree. Small Business America. Gene Marks has recommendations for small businesses how to weather the storm of the tariff disputes that will likely spill out over the next months. We also talk about the Elon Musk management style, which Gene identifies as old-fashioned, not sensitive to workers. No ping-pong tables in the break room. You have a mission. That's what's important. I take care of my people because they take care of the mission. What I know about SpaceX is its drive to get to Mars burns people out. They're deliriously happy once they've survived, but this is not a long-term employment contract. Each of them have a job to do. They do it, and they move on or find another job inside SpaceX, all driven, sleeplessness. Lots of stories. It was that way when it was a startup. It's that way when it's successful. Then a conversation about the Space Force wanting an orbital bomber. This is Henry Sokolsky's Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. That's right. We're moving weaponization to low Earth orbit, an orbital carrier containing orbital bombers or anti-satellite fighters, all robots. We also talk about how Europe needs an alternative to Musk's Starlink. I don't know why. Works wonderfully well. But they're looking at creating their own constellation of satellites. Leonardo, the very well-known Italian arms maker, well, it makes a lot of things, engineering firm, is looking at an alternative to Starlink. There's also news in Italy about burning Teslas and attacking charging stations. A lot of foolishness, but people are panicking. Richard Epstein comments on the pursuit of major law firms by the Trump administration because of this or that offense. Not a penalty of law, an opinion, a cultural opinion. And one of the big law firms, Paul Weiss, has now caved, taken a knee is the metaphor, and promises pro bono work. It's not cash, it's just work to be done at the direction of the White House, representing conservative groups or defending people who have been offended or persecuted, that sort of thing. Richard Epstein also comments on the market tariff situation, which he finds unwise. On to the second hour of my conversation with the author Russell Shorto, his new book, Taking Manhattan, The Extraordinary Events That Created New York and Shaped America, hardcover. I recommend the hardcover. I recommend the Audible. Short. Russell reads his own book. He's a good reader. I recommend it, listening to it at 1.5 speed. And it's a thrilling story about when the English decide, after the restoration of the crown in 1661, Charles II, they can pick off New York. New Amsterdam is called it, part of New Netherland, next door to Connecticut, which is vague, the Puritans of the New England colonies, vague boundaries. And the English sail in, and they're faced with Peter Stuyvesant of the Dutch Empire. The Dutch Empire, not appreciating the genius of New York and the harbor and the placement and the size of North America. And what happens next is not a gunfight. It's a surprise ending. I recommend the book highly. Well, this is my second hour of conversation with Russell Shorto. I enjoy it immensely. On to Pacific Watch with Chef Bliss. We talk about the complaints about Las Vegas, nickel and diming people who come to Las Vegas. The attendance is down in the month of February. The hotel rooms have been reduced in the month of February. Jeff says it's become expensive just to walk through the town. He cites $40 for a martini. Very odd. Nickel and diming. In other words, they're overcharging for everything you do. At the same time, they have a new economy birthing. Baseball, football, hockey. There'll be more sports arenas there. And there's a residential area building up around Las Vegas that is luxury homes. And a movie studio is arriving. So they're diversifying the economy. It's not just gambling. And maybe gambling will just be part of the entertainment value because they have the Sphere, they have the F1 racing coming in the fall. And then a trip down La Dolce Vita Orient Express, the new elaborate luxury train that Italy is starting. So you can go from Rome to Siena to the coast and back over 2 or 3 days, starting at 3,500 euros per night, per person. You get your own cabin. It sounds wonderful. Lorenzo and I decided if you have to ask the price, probably not for you. But for a way to travel through Italy in luxury and get off and see sights and get back on the train, lovely. Look at the pictures. La Dolce Vita Orient Express. Finally, Bob Zimmerman, we comment on Jared Isaacman, the volunteer astronaut, the jet pilot, the billionaire, nominated shrewdly to be administrator of NASA. Now we'll move. Isaacman is a great success. He's flown 2 private missions in SpaceX's Dragon. One of them, he spacewalked. He wants to go to Mars. He wants to fly a starship. He's wonderful. He's the American equivalent of Musk. Not as rich, of course, but then again, after the first billion, it's just a zero. Series of zeros. And finally, Bob mentions there is an asteroid that's inbound for maybe the moon, and we'll watch it in 2032. This is the asteroid they thought might hit the Earth. It's not. The percentage is very low of probability. But Bob and I discussed the possibility that skimming by the moon could redirect its orbit. In any event, Bob Zimmerman, much more of Bob's reporting, but the one about the moon got my attention. There's more to the show tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.